Hi, good morning.
Hey, there he is. All right. Good, gotcha. Hey, let's talk a little bit. Hot topic is this apprenticeship bill. The House passed the apprenticeship bill. Now, what is this all about?
Yeah, absolutely. We passed the Iowa apprenticeship bill, and so it provides $9.5 million for both the union trades and community colleges to partner with different trades. So it includes HVAC, electrical, plumbing, all the traditional ones, plus expanding on teacher apprenticeships and paraeducator apprenticeships. And it really helps create a more diversified path for people to find high-paying careers here in Iowa where we have jobs ready to go.
It's a great idea, no doubt about it. You know, you're a sheet metal worker, right?
Yes.
So were you an apprentice?
Yeah, I know. I've gotten to visit a lot of the apprenticeships around central Iowa. And even though I didn't go through the apprenticeship route, and I'm on the manufacturing side, not the installation side, it's been great to work as a collaborative and really help out and learn, okay, what are the different routes that people can take to high-paying careers? And I love the job I have up in Albion, but I want to know, okay, all these air vents that I'm making and these plenums and everything else, where are they going? Who's doing the installation, and how are we training those people?
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. Well, this is great. I mean, you know, AI is not going to replace you, right? I mean, these blue-collar jobs, artificial intelligence definitely can't do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. These are high-demand, high-pay, high-skilled jobs, and it takes time to learn, and it takes expertise, and it takes time learning from people who've done it for many, many years.
So, okay, so you guys passed this. Now, what is it in the Senate right now?
Yes, it's in the Senate, and so we're negotiating and calling our senators and walking across the building and encouraging them to pass it, and really looking forward to encouraging them and helping the workforce here in Iowa.
Yeah, hope so.